Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Trusting in
your word, sending you, Lord, knowing that you're able to do all things. Our faith looks up to you today. We pray that you will have your way and let your will be done. Bless every listener. Touch them, O Lord. Grant their petitions according to your will. In the name of Jesus, save, heal, and forgive. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Move in a mighty way. We pray that you lift heavy burdens. And those that are going through bereavement, we pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Lift their hearts and help them to look to you. Help them to trust in you. We know you're able to take them through. Have mercy today, oh Lord. Look on that soul that's crying out to you, want to be saved and want to be delivered. We pray that you have mercy on them. Save them, oh Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Deliver their souls. Help them to cry out unto you as never before. Help them to fall on your mercy in the name of Jesus. For we know thou art a merciful God, and we know you can do everything. Work a miracle in their lives. Move by your spirit, oh Lord. Help us today, oh Lord, to trust in you and take you at your word, knowing that your word is true and you cannot fail. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will add souls to this broadcast. Help today, Lord. Have mercy, oh Lord. We grow this ministry. We know you can do it. We are dependent on you today. Move in a mighty way. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover. Wash away sins. Blot out of transgressions. In the name of Jesus, find the works of the devil and cast them out. Help us today, oh Lord. We are trusting in you, looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, Lord, we pray that you go with us and stand by us. Ever lead us on to victory. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless, and we shall be blessed. Save, and we shall be saved. Deliver, and we shall be delivered. We are trusting in your word today, and we thank you for this prayer. We pray that you look on our unsaved loved ones. We pray that you will save them, give them a mind to turn from their way. Help them to seek your face. Let them realize that the time is running out. Help them to get in a hurry for their souls. In the name of Jesus, save to the uttermost, and we will give thy name the praise. And Lord, we want to thank you today, Lord. We thank you today for your goodness and mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you because you made
thank
it
you,
today.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for how you opened up the door, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you for how you blessed us today, how you touched in. And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you
for your continued mercy. Oh, my God, ever lead us, ever go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. And good afternoon, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 28th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. That, again, is the 28th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. It reads, "Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down to the pit. Supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield, my heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 28th number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verses of entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Shop Sheila Hameen Show. Broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title One School and One is O N E. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, feel free to give us a call. If you're clergy, you'd like to have remarks after the word, you have a song you'd like to sing, a scripture you'd like to share, an encouraging word, you want to give testimony, call us. Call us 978-990-5270. That access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast. That number is 945-218-0218. And that access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and Wednesday evening prayer at 6 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. Also Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbert hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, who actually just had a birthday, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Manual Hogue teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-91. And we want to keep the souls on our prayer list in prayer. We want to continue to pray for Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Oda Smith Jr., the bereaved Holmes family, the bereaved Mormon Fuller family, the bereaved Allen family, Stephen and Terrell Allen, Jeff and Jen Granite, Andy Johansson. I don't know if I said the bereaved Mormon Fuller family. Sorry, I think I did. Sorry about that. The bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Ola May and Wayne, Mrs. Connie Brown, Alicia Charleston and family, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, Briggs family, Todd Johnson, Kenny Huff, and the Briggs Huff family, Bishop Burden family, Titus Edmonds Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Manfay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to sing a portion of the song. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me and the world behind me. The cross before me and the world behind me. The cross before me and the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
The Lord, I do honor the spirit of the Lord to Evangelist Humming and Evangelist Khadija. And I just thank God for this opportunity. And I want to say to our brethren and sisters, those who may be on the line, we want to encourage you to continue to look to the Lord. Cry unto the Lord. That's what the psalmist said. He said, unto thee will I cry. In other words, I'm not going to cry to my mother, father. I'm not going to cry to my brother or my confidant. But I'm going to cry unto the Lord. And he asked the Lord to hear his supplication. Hear the voice of his supplication. This is what we have to do. We have to pray and ask God to hear our supplication, because we want to get our prayer through and we want to be delivered. So we thank God today for that beautiful scripture that was read, and also for the beautiful selection was sang by Sangus Khadija. This is a personal thing. I have decided to follow Jesus. Praise the Lord. That's my desire, is to follow Jesus, not my brother, sister, mother, or whoever. I'm following Jesus because I know Jesus will not lead you wrong. He's that good shepherd, and he's going to lead you into the path. He's not going to leave you out there somewhere where people are being led to sin and unrighteousness, but the shepherd is going to lead you into the right path where there's green pasture. So let's look to the Lord, take God at his word, and let's remember what the scripture is saying. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, because the Lord is our rock and our salvation. So we want you to be encouraged. And at this time, we're going to turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for the word of God coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. And at this time, the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for blessing us. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing. And I'm glad in it for what the Lord has done.
Amen.
For prayer,
Amen.
For the scripture, and for the beautiful words. This day is the Lord's day, and I am praising him because he is worthy to be praised. Glory be to God. I just honor the Lord. I thank God for all who have taken the time to tune in with us and be with us on this broadcast. May the Lord bless you. And at this time, without further ado, let's prepare to go to the word of God. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, oh God, asking that you will feed our souls, that you will speak to our hearts and to our minds. Oh, my God, send a blessing right now as we pray this prayer. Not our will, Lord, but let your holy will be done. We believe it, oh God, and we count it as done, and we thank you for it. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, let us go to the scriptures. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, starting with the 51st Psalm. That's Psalm number 51. And I'm going to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 10, 14 through 18, Romans 8, 1 through 4. And I would start with Psalm 51, verse 1, and it reads, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou'st clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar." 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad." For verse 14, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation." Romans 8, verses 1 through 4. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not for the reading of the Word of God. And on this afternoon, the title of the message is New in Christ Jesus. And the theme is Free from the Law of Sin and Death. Again, the title, New in Christ Jesus. Free from the Law of Sin and Death. Praise be to God. I thank God for these verses of Scripture. And in the 51st number of Psalm, this is a psalm of David. David, the king who God anointed and appointed to be king over his people. He was weak in the flesh, and he sinned against God. And when the prophet came to him and showed him his error, he repented. He began to cry to the Lord, asking God to have mercy on him. And this is in coinciding with the opening scripture. We were encouraged to cry to the Lord. If we've done something wrong or made a mistake or got in trouble or problems rose up, cry to the Lord. And so King David began to cry out to the Lord and ask God for mercy. Hallelujah. Because his walk with the Lord and his personal relationship with him let him know that he could cry to the Lord, that he could go to the Lord. And he acknowledged his wrongdoing, his transgressions. He said how his sin was ever before him. Glory be to God. And when we have done something wrong, it lays on our conscience. It stays there as a reminder that we have sinned against God. But in order to have peace, we have to go to God and acknowledge our wrong. So he acknowledged the sin that he committed. And this is something that a lot of people tend not to want to do. They don't want to acknowledge that they're wrong. And we're humans, and we make mistakes. But when we humble ourselves and we're able to acknowledge our wrong, then God will have mercy upon us, and he will forgive. As was pointed out by King David in verse 5, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. So he was born a sinner, glory to God. But he came to know Almighty God and as the God of his salvation. And he cried out to the Lord because he knew that God desired truth in the inward part. When there's deceit and all kinds of things in the inward part, in our hearts, God knows about it. Because the Bible lets us know that above all things, the heart is deceitful, desperately wicked. Who can know it? We cry to the Lord, and he will search our heart. He will try the rain. Glory, hallelujah. Also, David, in his prayer and his repentance before God, begin to ask the Lord to purge him with hyssop, and he knew he would be clean, to wash him, and he would be whiter than snow. Only God can clean us up from sin. Only God can take away our sins. Hallelujah. He sent Jesus to die for the sins of the world. Jesus came in the form of sinful flesh. Oh, praise be to God, but he accomplished that for which God sent him, and that was to offer God. He offered his own life on the cross so that we can be saved, to deliver us from the law of sin and death. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What he's done for us, we cannot repay him. But we can come to him and accept him as our personal Savior. Hallelujah. As King David said in verse 10, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. He wanted to be clean. He wanted to be right in the sight of God. And anyone who is still in sins, who have not repented of your sins and acknowledged yours, today is the day of deliverance. Today is the day of salvation. You are invited to come to the Lord and to acknowledge your wrongdoing. And hallelujah, God, he will have mercy and he will save you. And I believe that 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 is a familiar scripture because we refer to it on a regular basis. And it lets us know that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us. Hallelujah. He has reunited us to himself by Christ Jesus. Amen. And also has given us the ministry of reconciliation, given us a work to do. Praise God. In the Romans 8th chapter, let us know that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Once God has cleaned us up, once God has created in us a clean heart and renewed a right spirit within us, we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are a new creation. Hallelujah. All the old things are passed away, and everything is new, and everything is of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so the Bible lets us know that he takes away that condemnation, because when Jesus came, he didn't come to condemn the world. The world through him might be saved. Oh, praise the Lord. He didn't come to pass judgment on us, but he came to save us. Praise the Lord. So the law was weak in the area, but once God, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, once God sent Jesus, his death on the cross, condemned sin in the flesh. It was condemned in the flesh. And now we no longer walk in the flesh, but we walk in the Spirit, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh. God, hallelujah. So we can be new in Christ Jesus, free from the law of sin and death. Some people think that if they just keep the laws, they're all right. But we must have salvation because Jesus, he didn't come to condemn the law. He didn't come to do away with the law or destroy the law, but he came to fulfill the law. And so the law has been fulfilled in that Jesus offered himself a sacrifice, a ransom for many, the Lord. Jesus offered himself so that we could have salvation. As King David mentioned in the 17th verse 51, I'll start with 16, for thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. He could have given many sacrifices. He could have offered up many burnt offerings, but that's not what God wanted. He wanted truth in the inward part. As he brought out, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. When you become sorry for sinning against God, sorry for transgressing against the laws of God, sorry for doing wrong in the sight of God, a broken spirit and a contrite heart, God will not despise. Oh, glory be to God. So then, once we have become new, that new creation, once all things are become new and are of God. Verse 19 says, then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. But we must become new in Christ Jesus. Amen. We must be freed, delivered from the law of sin and death. And only Jesus can do it. Praise the Lord. I truly thank God for the word of God. It's a great guide for us to live a pleasing life before God, to do those things which God is pleased with. Amen. And to acknowledge our wrong before him. If we come to the Lord and we cry to him and we humble ourselves and we acknowledge our sins, God truly is a merciful God. He's a God full of compassion. Amen. And according to his loving kindness and his tender mercy, he will blot out our transgression. He will take away ours, the Lord, because he is a compassionate and loving God, and he cares about us. So if you're listening today, I encourage you to cry to the Lord, to come to him and accept him as your personal Savior. If you have not accepted Christ, if you have not repented of your sins and acknowledge your sins before God, today is the day of salvation for you. You don't have to put it off another day. You don't even have to put it off another hour. But you can repent this moment, prayer to go to God in prayer. You can come and ask God to forgive all of your sins, to take away your sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And be sorry for the sins you committed, so much so that you never want to sin against God anymore. You don't want to do the wrong things, but you want to do what's right in the sight of God. God will have mercy on you. And you can accept the Lord as your personal Savior and become that new creation. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He'll make everything new. He'll give you everything you need. You don't have to try to fix yourself, but the Lord will fix you the way he wants you to be. He's the only one with the power to take out your heart and put in a new heart. The only one who has the power to create in you a clean heart. Amen. And to renew a right spirit within you. You can't do it of yourself, but God can do it. Thank you, Lord. And if you just ask him to do it for you, he will do it for you. If you can only believe. Thank you, Jesus. This ministry is the ministry of reconciliation. When we become new in Christ, we are reconciled back to God through Jesus Christ. That was the purpose of his coming to the earth. He came to redeem us, to reconcile us, to reunite us back to God, because sin separated us from our God. Hallelujah. But when we ask God to forgive us, when we repent and acknowledge our sin, God restores us. He reclaims us. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I just thank God for his loving kindness. I thank him for his mercy, because it's not something we deserve, but God has given to us so freely and invited us to accept him. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're sick in your body and you desire prayer, we're going to God in prayer for your healing, for your deliverance today, for your breakthrough, for strength, for encouragement, for whatever you need, whatever you're desiring of God. We're going to God in prayer and asking in faith. Oh, glory to God. Anyone who wants to accept the Lord as your personal Savior, first acknowledge that you are a sinner before God and ask the Lord to forgive your sin and ask the Lord to accept you, hallelujah, to come into your heart and to live there. Open your heart to receive the Lord. At this time, with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how, and we ask for mercy. We cry unto you, Lord Jesus, to bow down your ear and hear our cry. Lord, we come to you on behalf of that soul or those souls tenant in their heart and willing to accept you as their personal Savior. We ask, Lord, that you will look upon them right now, and that you will touch their heart, that you will forgive their sins and blot out their transgressions. Take away all of their sins, Lord, and enter into their heart, Lord, and dwell there in the name of Jesus. Make them all over, my God. Make them the new creation. Oh, blessed Savior, we know you're able. And there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. You can do everything. Oh, and we praise your blessed name. Oh, God, we come to you on behalf of those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, even those who are not on the prayer list. We pray for them, Lord God, because you know every need. You know every heart's desire. We pray, God, that you will visit them, oh, Lord, and make yourself known unto them. Encourage them, oh, God. Strengthen them and build them up, Lord. Work on them right now, oh, God, while we're praying this prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask, God, that you will comfort those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Touch them right now, Lord. And be close to the families. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We know you're able, and only you can do it today, Lord. We ask that you will move in miraculous ways
Oh, Lord God, save dying souls everywhere. Fill souls with the Holy Ghost, my God. Go into the hospital, oh, Lord Jesus. Go into the sick room, Lord, wherever that may be. Lord God, make your holy visitation. Lay your hand on the sick body. Oh, my God, cut, heal, and make everyone whole. Oh, God, if they've committed any sins, Lord, forgive their sins and heal them right now, Lord. Restore their health unto them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, do it while we're praying, Lord. Let them know that you're there to heal them and to raise them up, that they may go forth and do your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, for other souls. We ask that you will bless these ministries. Let them grow even the more, and let them expand. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh my God, we pray a special prayer for the youth today. Lord, they are the future church, and we are praying that you will preserve them, oh God, that you will raise them up as a nation that will obey and carry on this work in the name of Jesus. Bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Bless the church at large, every member in particular, from the least to the greatest. Oh, God, have your way and let your will be done. We believe you right now. We're taking you at your word. And, Lord, if there's anything that we should have mentioned in this prayer, and we didn't mention it, we ask, God, that you'll consider it. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, and that you will bless in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And we give you thanks, Lord, because we believe we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. We thank you, Lord, for your for forgiveness of sins. We thank you, Lord God, for the saving of the lost souls, of those who don't know you, Lord. We thank you. Glory, hallelujah, for healing and for restoration. We thank you today, Lord, for all that you've done and for what you continue to do. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the outpouring of your spirit, Lord. We thank you for everything,
yes,
Lord God. Hallelujah. We ask it in your holy name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. And we thank God for each one of you and for your patience. At this time, we're going to give way for remarks coming through our evangelists who are on the broadcast, or any other clergy who might be on. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that stirring message coming through evangelist Hameen. Excuse me. Little voice here. Her topic was freedom from the law of sin and death. And that's the reason that Jesus came into the world, to free us from the law of sin and death. And the Bible said there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And when you're walking after the Spirit of God, there is no condemnation. I thank God for this message on tonight. Everybody needs to hear this message. They need to know that they can be free from sin, because some people, they don't believe they can be. They feel like they have to sin, but you don't have to. Thank God for this word coming through Vanessa Amin on tonight. Vanessa Amin, keep preaching the word of God and keep allowing the Lord to use you in his service. God bless you.
Any other remarks at this time? Not. We should thank God for those beautiful, encouraging words coming through Evangelist May. And we just thank the Lord
because God, he's doing something special. And I receive it. Amen. God is sending blessings. The enemy is trying to discourage God's people. He's trying to do everything to stop us. But that blessing is right. The Lord is right there with that blessing. Because we are so close to our blessing. The enemy wants to cut us off. But I thank God. Hallelujah. And I believe God, and I'm taking God at his word. So let's be encouraged. Let's look to the Lord, and let's wait on God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, the devil is stirring up wrath. He's doing all kinds of things. Setting traps.
Yes, he is.
Doing all kinds of things. Praise the Lord. But let us be that much more dedicated. Let us go after God that much more. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's get closer to the Lord. Because by God giving us this salvation through his son Jesus, him, so that we could be delivered free from the law of sin and death. See, this is, we have so much to thank God for. We have so much to be thankful for. Amen. Praise God. I just thank God for the word. I'm just stirred up. I'm coming on in. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for all of you and for your patience. And I believe that Evangelist Khadijah, she was on, but we thank God for her being on earlier and for singing that song. Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus. Amen. Have you decided to follow Jesus? Praise God. God is a good God. We just thank the Lord. And before we close out, Evangelist May, do you have anything else?
No, that's it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for this broadcast. Thank God for all of you. And we ask that you continue to keep us in prayer and continue to pray for the bereaved families and for everyone who's on the prayer list. And we look forward to you joining us at our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, on Friday evening at 7 p.m. Praise God. Until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. This concludes the broadcast. Good night.